higher beings are not dependent on the steps or divisions of a hierarchy. Yeshua, during his incarnation, tried to explain everything to the people as accurately as possible. Much of what he said they did not understand. The technician goes on to say that higher beings certainly do not want to experience such suffering as Yeshua experienced on earth. But sometimes it is unavoidable. When Yeshua died during the crucifixion, he went directly into the celestial planes, whereas most people stay in the astral planes. Muhammad, the Buddha, and other great teachers also moved to higher levels after they died. See plate 22. These great spiritual teachers and many great personalities who are part of Earth's history, are incarnations of spirit beings from higher spheres. And the religions they founded, Buddhism, Confucianism, Taoism, Shinto, Islam, Judaism, Catholicism and Protestantism are all signposts to a higher purpose. The Bible refers to the planes metaphorically as Jacob's TMS ladder. Jacob had a vision and saw angels coming down and going up a ladder of light. In a sense, we are like those angels. When we die, the soul is released from its dense physical body and it journeys back through the planes to its spiritual home, and after a time it journeys back down the ladder of vibration to live again. 6. Reincarnation. And the consequences of abortion. Jacob's vision of angels descending to earth and then ascending to heaven again on a ladder of light may be the first accounting of reincarnation in Western literature. For in a sense we are all angels, creatures created by God and composed of His essence, and we come to earth and live here a while and return to a world beyond. Many religions have spoke of reincarnation and many books have been written on the subject. And in the conversations with our colleagues on the astral plane, they too speak of reincarnation as part of the path of evolution. However, their viewpoint on reincarnation is now seen in a broader 20th century perspective, in the framework of multidimensional universe. The technician, a light being from a higher plane and mentor of Time Stream Lab, says, reincarnation is a spiritual law. But he adds that every being here on earth and in higher dimensions can detour this law for a while to avoid it or even reject it, but it cannot be escaped forever. The spirit scientists speak of a multidimensional universe with many planets and galaxies, and they indicate that when we are in our spiritual bodies we are space travelers, able to visit and even live on many other planets. Evolution of the spirit demands a large universe. Think of the immensity of this concept. The Earth is an average planet in a galaxy which contains 100 billion other stars and is further surrounded by 100 billion other galaxies. Often we repeat spiritual concepts without perception or ideas such as life is eternal. Yet eternal life to many religious people becomes a simplistic conclusion. Some of us believe that at the moment of death we are swept up to heaven and there we live in the city of God, and some even think we play harps perpetually. Yet common sense should step in and suggest that not everyone wants to play a harp and that to non-musicians such an existence would be a bloody bore. Furthermore, our spirit colleagues say that we are no different after we die than we were while we were alive. We are not miraculously changed at the moment of death. We carry our thoughts, attitudes and desires with us in our astral bodies. To live in the city of God in a constant state of adoration of God is a goal that frankly most people would not enjoy. And frankly, most people even when they die you are not ready for such an exalted goal. This does not mean that the possibility doesn't exist, it simply means that most people really don't want to spend their entire life adoring God at the moment. They have other interests they want to explore. And in a multidimensional universe, they have many lifetimes to explore and satiate those interests so that one day they may be pure enough to really want to appreciate and enjoy God. A problem is that on Earth, a life seems interminably longer while we're living it. Yet on the astral plane, there is no time. And to the people who live on the astral plane, a human life is only a short dream hardly remembered. Yes, this life that to you is so important and which takes up all your energy is only a flick of God's eyelash. Most church doctrine holds there is only one life. Time Stream indicates that's true. But the misconceptions that it's one life on earth. Rather, the life of a spirit is an eternal life composed of many, many experiences on many planets, in many dimensions, that help us to evolve into a higher state of being in which we become a fit being to live in God's presence. When the spirit at last moves into the celestial realms and returns to its source of energy, the life is completed. On the other hand, maybe a TRTMS really just beginning, only on a higher level. If the universe is infinite, perhaps the soul is, too. Buddha spoke of a multidimensional world that was a wheel of the wheel of life. Men passed from the physical world to the astral plane, returning again to Earth to fulfill the desires he still had. If you wanted to get off the wheel, you had to desire nothing. That is, when you wanted nothing else that Earth had to offer, you no longer return to Earth. Your own desires are what pull you back to Earth. The obvious question to ask is, what things do I still want? For those are the things that hold you to Earth. A lot of free will is implied in reincarnation. Many spiritual leaders believe that reincarnation occurs because of karma, the law of action and reaction. If you have hurt others, you have to return to Earth and suffer the same things you imposed on others. Hitler is an example. Many believe that Hitler will have to return to Earth to suffer what he did to others. We have another saying that applies: what goes around comes around. Many of Christ's sayings can be looked at in terms of karma: whatsoever you doeth to others, the same will be done to you. And his advice to always do good to others is wise in the karmic sense. For if you only do good to others, then all you can receive in return is good. However, not every case of reincarnation is related to karma. The technician says, reincarnation, is not always a process of reparation in this life for a past life. If people around you are hard hit by fate, do not always assume that they have to make up for past transgressions. Never judge. You may be wrong and are burdening yourself by your judgment. There are people whose grief and sickness were not imposed on them because of past karma. They may have used their own free will to select a more difficult road to reach their goals of increased wisdom and spiritual growth faster. The technician goes on to say that the human soul returns back to Earth often enough to learn all human life experiences before moving on to other dimensions. He describes it as a constant evolution that moves forward, starting from the mineral state, moving from plants then to animals and then to human beings. He says there is no backward evolution. The human soul does not return to Earth in the body of an animal. Robert Monroe's research on the astral plane reveals that there are many such consciousness growth centers or schools like Earth in the universe. He comments that man is seeking completeness and that when a person has completed the Earth trip in its entirety, which includes many lifetimes, that soul is known for its love and wisdom. Reincarnation, as our time stream colleagues point out, is not something forced on spiritual beings. It is something a spiritual being willingly undertakes for his or her own knowledge, for wisdom. Many of our spirit colleagues did not believe in reincarnation when they lived on Earth. They discovered it to be a fact on the astral plane. Some of them do not want to return to the Earth at all, while others are now looking back to their return as a way of continuing their career or even of taking up a new endeavor. For example, if there is a deep desire to learn music and be a performer, that desire might draw one back to Earth. Still others are looking forward to moving onto a higher plane to learn wholly new possibilities and a wholly new way of living. Spirit scientist Swegen Salter was asked by the Luxembourg experimenters how people on the third plane go about reincarnating. Isn't it hard to leave the families and friends they live with, and do these people decide by themselves how and when they incarnate? Salter answered, in many cases, people decide themselves. In some cases they are also told by higher beings. Nobody is forced to return. To many, the process is like an inner voice that reminds them of their duties and lessons that are still waiting for them on Earth. They may delay these tasks for many years, but no, they cannot avoid them forever. She goes on to say that some people meet with more spiritually evolved beings, who tell them when it is time for the person to return to Earth. Still other people do not need a committee of guides, but they rely on their own inner voice that tells them what they need to finish on Earth. Whether they are counseled by a guide, a committee of higher spiritual beings, or an inner voice, the result is always the same. The person returns. After the person has decided to reincarnate, he or she is led to a special building for the process of reincarnation. Salter describes the process. The procedure is similar to people TMS arrival here. Only this time it is a going back. The person is placed in what looks like a tub. His body, which on this level usually takes on an average age of 25-30 years, begins to change and becomes increasingly younger and smaller. It returns to the state of a child and then to a baby and finally to a small cell. By the time the body has become a cell, it is no longer present here among us. The cell has meanwhile arrived in the female body of a human being. She says that in her world, the reincarnation process usually takes place with the help of apparatuses. It is also possible to have the reincarnation process take place with the help of prayers and incantations. When the body has disappeared on the third plane, the conception has taken place and the soul is in the cell. A still other research reveals that the soul may not necessarily have entered the cell, but that it remains close to the cell and may enter it anywhere between conception and birth. At any rate, the soul is in contact with the new mother and oversees the development going on in the cell. The Luxembourg lab asked Salter if any of the women at TMS Stream had had abortions during their Earth life. Salter replied, "Yes, but it is not a topic of importance here anymore, such as on Earth. Here the emotions and feelings of guilt that arose on Earth about abortion are not playing a role anymore." She went on to say that it's important to remember that we are eternal creatures, literally millions of years old, and that for an aborted fetus, generally, the period of being in the womb is only a short time. An abortion takes only a few minutes and is painful for only a moment. To an aborted fetus, its memory of that painful time is as fleeting as a dark part of a dream. No one can extinguish the life of a soul. However, the mother may suffer great guilt from the act, which can torment her for a lifetime. Yet, the decision for abortion differs in the case of each woman. Salter says, the women at TMS Stream who once said yes to an abortion did not make this decision out of lower motives. That is, they are free of the karmic task of accounting for or repeating the experience. There is a great difference between the decision motivated by lower, selfish reasons and the one made out of desperation or in an emergency. Should a person, or a couple, decide on abortion only for reasons of convenience or to avoid a life task, higher spirit beings may decide otherwise, about their spiritual fate. Although they will not be punished or judged, they will have to repeat and make up for what they avoided, possibly in a totally different form. Incidentally, this is true of all life lessons. Master yogis have often said that the traditional penalty for abortion is that when a woman has aborted a child either in the present or a past life, she might not be able to have a child when she truly desires one. But as TMS Stream indicates, motive is important as to karmic consequences. If a woman has the wherewithal and security to have the child and her motive is to merely get out of responsibility, then the consequences are higher than if the woman is in desperate circumstances and is unable to properly raise the child. The great guru Ramakrishnananda, who is still alive on Earth, points out that millions of souls are waiting to be born on Earth, to have the Earth experience necessary for their spiritual development, and he often says to his devotees, "Congratulations! You have a body. They're hard to get, and that is why there may be karmic consequences. The woman who aborts a fetus interferes with the soul's spiritual progress. Considering there are millions of abortions on Earth, it's very hard indeed to get a body. And the waiting soul may have to wait what is equivalent to several lifetimes on Earth to finally get a suitable body which will enable the soul to have a life which will give it the particular experiences it needs. Each soul is constantly evolving to a higher state. Yet spirit beings tell us that many people both in the physical world and the astral plane do not want to evolve. They prefer to stay where they are in their thoughts and attitudes. Some in organized religion believe that God will miraculously free them, so they wait apathetically for this liberation, forgetting that God has given them many precepts to work on and learn. However, our spirit colleagues tell us, the soul must continue a long path of spiritual development which may lead through several reincarnations. And, we have to take our own steps toward progression. Yet, there is much help along the way, both here on earth in the form of friends and counselors and in the higher planes, too, as angel light beings who try to counsel us spiritually. Is there an end to reincarnation? The technician says, when a man, or a woman, has experienced all facets of earthly life, grief, joy, happiness, pain, suffering and exhaustion, when all search for knowledge was satisfied and he explored all corners of the earth, when the wheel of life comes to a conclusion after many incarnations, then the time has come to look for new horizons. The new horizons of which the technician speaks is the next plane of existence, the fourth plane, or higher astral plane, and those above ear planes which offer a more spiritualized expression of life. As the technician says, when man, or a woman, reaches the fourth plane, the person is freed from the law of reincarnation. Just preliminary to reaching the fourth plane, men and women on the third plane come together in groups that have the same views and ideas, forming units that work and live together in harmony, peace, and accord. But how many reincarnations are necessary to reach this lofty state of consciousness? The answer is, how much do you want to experience? You have galaxies to play in and to learn. For the adventurous, who love sensation, it might take millions. For the single-pointed, spiritual person who wants to know God, the evolutionary path might be very short and quick. There is no set answer, it's up to you. The great novelist Dostoyevsky once said something to the effect that there are two kinds of people in the world, those who go directly to God and those who go through hell to find God. He added wryly that he was one of those people who had to go through hell. Not that all lives of sensation are hell, but a life of sensation is usually a combination of pleasure and pain. The third, mid-astral, plane where many of the spirit scientists and their colleagues live is not a perfect plane. There is an evolution process occurring on the third plane which enables the people living there to move to higher dimensions or to return back to Earth. The final step on the third plane is to live in harmony and peace with others. Until this knowledge is learned, higher progression is not possible. 7. Heaven and hell. Angels, addicts, murderers, the earthbound, and suicides. What most people consider heaven is located in the higher astral plane. Mystics and psychics call it the Summerland. In the Summerland, people live as we do and they look much as they did in their younger years. On this plane are the great colleges, design centers, beautiful landscapes with lovely plants and flowers, paradise-like birds, animals such as cats and dogs, and animal species unknown on Earth. There are many colors here that do not exist on Earth and at first astral travelers are dazzled by them. Dr. George Ritchie, physician and former president of the Richmond Academy of General Practice, had an experience on the astral plane in 1943. Ritchie was taken to a huge sphere-shaped building and he saw beings working on what he learned later was an atomic submarine. 9 years later, in Life magazine, he saw a picture of the USAT EMS second atomic submarine, the same one he had witnessed being built years before on the astral plane. Our spirit communicators tell us that many ideas are developed on the astral plane and then are given to inventors on Earth. Often, when an inventor is intensely concentrating on a project, he is often working with an unseen partner who is in telepathic communication with him. Many inventors have said that they feel as if an unseen presence is beside them. Many inventors have spoken about receiving valuable information in dreams, a favorite time for spirit scientists to communicate. Tom Cubise, Pat Cubise's son, is an internationally known jazz composer. He played the piano at 12 without any lessons, and the first composition he played was George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, an exceedingly difficult piece to play. He was composing in 2 weeks and was playing keyboard professionally within 6 weeks. In junior college, He received an award for Outstanding Pianist of 51 Colleges. He had never had a piano lesson. But he remarks, "When I first began to play, a man came into the room and sat beside me on the piano bench and he played through me. I learned everything from him." His spirit teacher loved a song called Stella by Starlight, a song Tom had never heard before. It was only later that a friend heard Tom playing it and told him the title. Tom was told by several psychics that his mentor was Bach. Curiously, other psychics have reported that Bach is interested in modern jazz, which is what Tom writes. It may be that Tom's mentor is indeed Bach. Tom is 43 now and still feels his mentor's presence. I, Pate Cubise, was a college professor for 23 years at Orange Coast College in Costa Mesa, California, but I also taught at a campus on the astral plane. I often joked to friends who knew me well, "No wonder I'm so tired. I work all day on one campus and then on another on the astral plane." The curious thing is that the campus on the astral plane was just as real in every respect as the campus I taught at in Costa Mesa. However, the grounds and buildings of the campus on the astral plane were totally different and it was much larger than Orange Coast. The main difference between Earth and the Summerland is that all of the people in the Summerland, people of all cultures, are living in peace and harmony. Indeed, this understanding of peace and harmony is a requisite for being able to move into the fourth plane, high astral, which Indian mystics refer to as Devachan. When a soul is ready to leave the astral planes and move to the mental causal planes, there is a death of the astral body and a period of rest in which the soul reviews its progress. As previously stated, however, the soul may also decide to reincarnate as an option to learn more on the physical plane. While the third plane has a strong resemblance to Earth, the fourth plane has less resemblance. Psychic researcher F.W. Myers, who died some years ago, has reported through mediums that the fourth plane is a world of consummate colors and forms. Beautiful lights and colors are experienced there. The soul has the appearance of lights and colors quite unlike the human body. The vibrations are much higher here and so the body is composed of much finer material. The soul is not as isolated as it is on Earth or on the third plane. Rather, it becomes one with the other souls of its group. Only souls of the same vibration are visible to each other. On this plane, the soul can use the power of imagination to appear visibly or invisibly either on Earth or on the midastral plane to help a friend or loved one. The soul is able to contact the dear one telepathically. When a soul is ready to leave the fourth plane of colors and lights, again there is a death on this plane and a period of reviewing and assessing its spiritual progress. The soul has complete control over its form and outline. It may still decide to return to Earth for further knowledge. It selects according to its needs and experience whether to go on or come back. Myers calls the fifth plane the mental causal plane, the plane of flames. Here, the soul appears as a flame. Myers says that there is a strong discipline, paired with limitless freedom, and strong feelings. Feverish activities and the passion and excitement of soul brothers flash through the soul like flames. Still, on this plane, one must struggle against despair, grief, and pain. But there is also ecstasy and joy. The souls on this plane are aware of the feelings and unconscious life of plants, animals, and primitive souls. And one of their tasks is to guide the destiny of new arrivals to the spirit world. There is also a death on this plane, but no longer is there a return to the limited human personality. On the sixth plane, the plane of light, or celestial plane, the spirit is beyond all emotions. On this level, the soul is formless and appears as light. Myers says, "Total equanimity of pure thought characterizes this level. The realities here are completely different from the worlds of matter and motion." Myers goes on to say that we do not have the words to adequately describe this realm. Those souls who are strong enough to make the transition into timelessness are now able to pass into the highest plane of all, the seventh plane, the cosmic plane of at-one-ment. The soul at last fuses with the source of spirit. Though it merges with the Godhead, it still maintains its individuality. Now the soul is able to understand reality, the universe, and the soul lives in its spiritual design. In this long spiritual odyssey of the soul, death is only a temporary resting place in which the soul can assess itself and its journey. At each death, the soul is surrounded by loving friends and relatives in spirit who encourage and console. The sixth and seventh planes are known as the celestial planes of God. Souls who remain on the sixth plane are able to descend with pure, constructive motives to work in worlds of matter. But why don't we on Earth see these celestial beings? The technician answers that humans rarely perceive them because most humans do not live a pure enough lifestyle to be aware of the celestial beings around them. While some humans do make efforts to raise their consciousness, humans do not have the sensory equipment to see them, hear their voices and see their signs. If a human is able to surmount these challenges by various metaphysical practices, then another problem occurs. The actual experiences with the celestial being may conflict with various religious beliefs which have been handed down for centuries. Most of us have tried at one time the group experiment where one person whispers a sentence to another person who then repeats the sentence to the person next to them, and so on around the group. By the time the sentence has been received by the last person, the sentence has vastly changed. So religion has changed over the centuries, with many scriptures being edited and, knowingly or unknowingly, changed by many translators. As ITC continues with its research, traditional religious beliefs will have to be altered, for today we are receiving direct transmissions from the astral planes. Scientists and ITC experimenters are seeing firsthand what life on the other side is like. No longer are there many varying conceptions about that other world. For while each man may have had his private conception of what an angel or his guardian angel might look like, we are now able to see the direct images of people who have made that transition into the next world, and we can get messages from those who are celestial beings. Today, even the beings of light have transmitted pictures of themselves. Time stream scientists say of the beings of light, the difference between a higher spirit being and a human can best be visualized like this: a human is one personality, a higher being incorporates the attributes and knowledge of many human personalities in one being. Some of them are very close to the principle, God, the source and the center, and are far from the existence of man. Light beings are angelic mentors. The technician, who oversees time stream, is an angelic mentor. He has never been human. The fourth plane is a plane of timeless truths, or what Carl Gustav Jung called the archetypes. The technician says that the closer one gets to the higher planes of life, the more healing power one has. Faith is like a beam of light that in time connects to the planes of light. Wisdom, knowledge, inspiration, protection and healing can be accessed across this bridge of light. The technician explains that faith is not blind hope, but rather a principle that is tangible, and the many healings at Lourdes and Fatima have occurred by accessing the light. At these locations, the faith of many people asking to be healed attracts streams of bundled light energies radiating from the higher planes. On the fourth plane are the Akashic records, the record of the lives of people who have lived on Earth and all the events that have ever occurred or will occur on Earth. The reflection of the Akashic records can be seen on the third plane, but it is not a true record as it is distorted due to the reflection. This distortion has much to do with the wide range of psychics and their predictions. Most psychics are only able to access the third plane and the reflected Akashic records. Consequently, their predictions are full of half-truths. The spiritual psychic who is able to access the fourth plane is more accurate. Beings of light communicate telepathically. The technician says, "When I talk to you, I adopt certain characteristics of you, as I must transfer myself to you. Being other than human, a small part of myself has to adopt human characteristics, become human. You would not understand me otherwise. The contacts are accomplished by your link up, and through that link up, a portion of the technician's energies are formed." Salter adds that when the celestial beings speak among themselves, it is difficult for her to follow them with her mind. The mind of higher beings encompasses all languages of this world plus numerous languages of other worlds, and their communication includes more letters, symbols and physical technical formulae than any human can understand.